Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is Fred Bottomer, the Look at the Week in Religion. Slowly, all across the world, places of worship are beginning to reopen to the faithful.
The Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem reopened its ancient gate after a two-month closure due to the coronavirus. Visitors are required to wear face masks, and only 50 can enter the church at one time. The faithful are forbidden to carry out a tradition, touching or kissing the stones on the spot where tradition says Jesus was born. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Churches across Arkansas are deciding whether to welcome congregants back inside. KTHV-TV reporter Vanessa Page spoke with Cindy Henry of Lakewood United Methodist Church about that.
Lakewood United Methodist Church says they're looking into doing reservations in the future.
Now we have 400 people on a Sunday. Where are we going to put them all? We have to have cleaning staff who can clean between services.
Safety remains their number one concern, and they plan to stick to online services until July.
We have to have equipment. We have to have masks. We have to have sanitizer, which we've been trying to get. And a lot of that stuff's on back order.
A survey found most of their congregation don't want to risk it.
A lot of people are not ready to come back. They are older folks and people who have illnesses or who are vulnerable.
In the spirit of good health, some California spiritual leaders are urging parishioners to keep keeping away. KPIX-TV's Betty Yu.
Worship in place and shelter in grace.
The message from Pastor Joseph Bryant on the steps of San Francisco City Hall. Bay Area ministers rallied to keep church doors closed, particularly because black communities are among the hardest hit by the coronavirus.
Just because we can do a thing doesn't mean we should do a thing.
The governor released new guidelines for religious gatherings. Worshippers will be required to wear masks. They will not be allowed to share prayer books, and collection plates will not be passed around.
And in New Jersey,
Governor Murphy is a tyrant.
In an act of defiance,
we are exercising our religion.
The pastors of Solid Rock Baptist Church in Berlin, New Jersey, held Sunday service in person. Before prayer, a quick wave of a thermometer and worshipers without a fever were cleared to go inside the sanctuary. Despite Governor Phil Murphy's stay-at-home order, which only allows small gatherings of 10 or less people inside a place of worship, this church appeared to have more than 100. Pastor Charles Clark III,
church is essential,
urged the governor to reopen churches fully.
Our lawsuit is prepared.
The threat of a lawsuit comes after President Donald Trump called on governors to reopen places of worship. Pastor Clark says it's their right to gather. They've sanitized the building and require guests to wear masks and sit 6 feet apart. The church is reopening in phases. During phase one, the church's nursery and on-site Sunday school will not be open.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.